When Susan Conroy was 21 years old, she left her home and her family in Maine and ventured to Calcutta, India, to volunteer for Mother Teresa and her Missionaries of Charity. Susan has put her memories and reflections of that experience in a new book entitled Mother Teresa's Lessons of Love and Secrets of Sanctity. Susan is on the telephone with us this morning from Maine. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Bob.
Welcome to Catholic Forum.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations on an exciting book, a beautiful book. First question, that was quite a brave thing to do back in 1986, was it, when you were 21, to take off and go to India. Why did you do that? Why in the world did you do that?
That is a great question, I have to say. I have to say that God's ways are not our ways, and that's certainly the case with this story.
Mm-hmm.
It really wasn't my plan to go to India, but it certainly was God's will for me. And I discovered that when I was about 19 or 20 years old, when I first started learning about Mother Teresa of Calcutta and who she was, what she was doing over in India and throughout the world. And when I started learning about the misery and suffering in Calcutta and how Mother Teresa welcomed anyone with, quote, hands to serve and a heart to love to join her in her work. And it was really this whole experience, this whole journey to Calcutta was more the working of grace than a careful plan of my own. It was really something like, I call it a seed planted in my heart by God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that God placed that desire in my heart to go and work alongside Mother Teresa, a living saint, and to try to learn how she loved others the way that she did.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about your first encounter with Mother Teresa. Did you meet her as soon as you arrived in Calcutta?
When I first arrived in Calcutta, Mother Teresa was actually here in the United States in Denver, Colorado, speaking at a large youth conference, which is kind of humorous that I would travel across the world to India and discover that Mother Teresa was here in my own country. But that turned out to be a real blessing because I went to India, I went to Calcutta, and was able to really become part of that city and part of the streets of Calcutta, part of the children's orphanage and the home for the dying and the different shelters for the poorest of the poor there, and settled in to the work and into this new environment. And after becoming acclimated to Indian culture and to Calcutta specifically into the work, Mother Teresa returned and stayed there for the rest of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
I spent the summer, my first journey to India was a summer between my junior and senior years of college.
Mm-hmm.
So Mother Teresa arrived. I had already become part of the work and part of the city. And she, I say that she was like the whipped cream and cherry on top of the whole experience. She just really, I remember my very first day laying eyes on Mother Teresa was actually at her house. It's called the Mother House in Calcutta. And in the Mother House, there's a beautiful large chapel where all the volunteers and visitors were welcome to come and join the Missionaries of Charity at morning mass early in the morning each day and every evening at a holy hour of adoration. And so I was already engaged in that whole routine of morning mass and evening adoration before Mother Teresa returned. But she came back one morning. I went in and knelt in my usual spot in her chapel for morning mass. And I look over and who's kneeling beside me but Mother Teresa.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it was the most heavenly surprise. It was so exciting, so beautiful. And
did she say, get out of my spot?
Her spot was right beside my spot. Believe me, I loved that. I wanted her to stay forever. And after Mass, after that beautiful Mass, and she actually served as a Eucharistic minister in the line where I was going up to the altar to receive Holy Communion. And my knees were just shaking. I couldn't believe what was about to happen. I was about to receive the body of Christ from the hands of a living saint.
Mm-hmm.
And I went up, I received Holy Communion. Her hands touched my lips as she placed Our Lord on my tongue. And I went back to my little place, knelt on the floor, and started sobbing.
Mm-hmm.
I was just so profoundly moved by what I had just experienced, receiving, you know, the body of Christ from the hands of Mother Teresa.
What a great first encounter.
Oh, it was incredible.
And when you got to talk to her for the first time, what were your impressions?
Oh, it's a great question. And when I, after Mass, that very same morning,
mm-hmm.
After Mass was finished, Mother Teresa was standing out in the hallway outside the chapel, and a few of us, several of us, young volunteers from all different countries gathered around her, and as she was speaking to us, I remember standing there just being really struck and shocked by her profound humility. Mm. That was really what hit me. My first impression of her was her profound humility. the reason I say that is because before going to India, I knew fully well that Mother Teresa was world famous. Mm-hmm. You know, she was known throughout the world as being a living saint. She was, you know, really a celebrity. And I guess I didn't associate world fame with humility. I had never seen anybody as humble as Mother Teresa. Mm-hmm. She didn't seem to be aware of her own greatness, her own importance, and her own fame in mm-hmm. the world. She was so unaware of herself and just really focusing on God, on the poor, and on us as she spoke to us and shared her time with us. And she was so approachable. You know, any of us could go up and speak with her and hold her hand and pour out our hearts to her. She was a very approachable mother.
Wow. What was your daily life like in India?
My daily life in Calcutta consisted of waking up in the very early hours of the morning to get ready. It was still dark out, to get ready to go to Mass each morning with Mother Teresa and the Missionaries of Charity. I can't remember off the top of my head if it was at 5 o'clock in the morning, 5:30 in the morning. The Mass was very early. And I would walk through the streets of Calcutta, and I would have to walk in the streets because the sidewalks were still lined with bodies of human beings still sleeping on the pavement. Calcutta is a city where thousands of people sleep on the streets at night and conduct their lives right out on the sidewalks, out in the open air. The poverty was just unimaginable to me, being from South Portland, Maine. I had never seen poverty before, really, and I had never seen death before. I had never seen any of these things before going to Calcutta. So I would walk through the streets of Calcutta and walk around the bodies and that were still sleeping on the pavement. I would go to Mother Teresa's house for morning Mass because I realized immediately that that was our greatest source of strength and hope and love and peace, you know, to then go out into the city and serve the poorest of the poor. I started with Mass, with Holy Communion, with Jesus. Then we would go out to work each day. Every morning I volunteered in a children's orphanage called Shishu Bhavan, taking care of abandoned and malnourished children. Mm-hmm. And I chose every afternoon to volunteer in Mother Teresa's Home for the Dying, where we would take care of sick and dying destitute people that we would literally lift up out of the gutters of Calcutta to bring to the shelter and give them clean, dry garments and food and medicine and as much love as we could possibly give them. Mm-hmm. Mother Teresa wanted each person, really dreamed that each person could die at peace with God and also die in the presence of a loving face, in the presence of someone who cared. Mm-hmm. And every after work in the Home for the Dying, we had to leave at a certain hour of the evening, and we would go out and find our dinner somewhere in the city. Excuse me. And we would join the Missionaries of Charity. We were welcome to join the Missionaries of Charity, and I chose to each evening, Mother Teresa and her sisters, for a holy hour of adoration. Mm-hmm. We would kneel before Jesus on the floor. We would kneel before Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, exposed in the Blessed Sacrament on the altar. And we would pray the rosary for the first half hour, and for the second half hour of that holy hour, we would just kneel in silent adoration before our Lord. And it was such a piece of heaven. That chapel, Mother Teresa's chapel, is like heaven to me. Mm. You know, it's just such a beautiful place of peace and love and adoration.
Wow. It sounds like a wonderful experience. How did that change your life?
Mm.
I know we don't have much time, but I'm sure it's a long list of ways that it has changed. But just,
right. And actually, in my book, I have a whole section on how this experience has changed the whole course of my life and the impact that it's having on my life even today.
Mm-hmm.
And the book itself is one of the major fruits of this whole journey to India. One of the ways that it really profoundly touched me and changed my perspective on life is before going to Calcutta at age 21, I was a college student and I had already chosen my major. I chose to major in economics so that I could graduate from college, get a great job, earn plenty of money, you know, settle down and, you know, live the American dream. And when I went to Calcutta and saw that kind of poverty and suffering and disease and death, and I also experienced this incredible joy and sense of fulfillment at giving my all to try to make a difference in the world, and seeing the example of Mother Teresa shining her love on others and changing a place of darkness into a place of heaven, really changing hell on earth into heaven on earth. I came back to America. I had one more year of college to finish, and I had absolutely no desire to continue the path that I had been on in terms of going out into the corporate world and getting a high-paying job and pursuing that kind of career and that kind of lifestyle. I just wanted to continue helping people
mm-hmm.
and continue experiencing that depth of fulfillment, that depth of happiness and peace that I had experienced in Calcutta,
wow.
serving the poorest of the poor.
That's a wonderful gift. Yeah, it's a wonderful gift.
I don't think anyone could really go to Calcutta, lay eyes on Mother Teresa, you know, watch her in action, see the poorest of the poor, walk into the home for the dying or the children's orphanage, see the streets of Calcutta, and then come home the same person, unaffected or untouched. I don't think anyone could come home without being changed, without being profoundly moved by it.
In case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Catholic Forum. I'm Bob Krebs, and this morning we're talking with Susan Conroy, the author of the new book, Mother Teresa's Lessons of Love and Secrets of Sanctity. So, we have about 5 minutes left. What are Mother Teresa's lessons of love and secrets of sanctity?
Well, Bob, I could write a book about that.
That's a good idea. Just give us a capsulized version or something, or just maybe a couple of highlights.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think two things come to mind. Mother Teresa used to tell us that we don't need to go out into the world and solve all the major problems of poverty and hunger and disease and war. That's not what we're called to do, or most of us aren't called to do that. Hopefully there's someone called to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It would be beautiful if that were true. But she used to teach us that we are called to do small things with great love. It's the love that makes everything we do something beautiful for God and something powerful, and that makes the most difference in the world. It's if we do all the ordinary things of everyday life with extraordinary love. She used to teach us that at the end of our lives, we will not be judged by what kind of car we drove, how much money we earned, how many degrees we earned. At the end of our lives, we will be judged on love, on how well we loved, how well we put our love into living action. And right alongside that lesson, she used to, someone actually wrote to Mother Teresa and said, may I come to India to help you serve the poorest of the poor? And Mother Teresa wrote back to that woman and said, stay where you are. Find your own Calcutta. Find the sick and the suffering and the poor and the lonely right where you are. Because Calcutta truly is in our own backyards. And if we have eyes to see, we can find that there are people perhaps in our own family who are lonely, who are suffering, who are depressed. And Mother Teresa would say, find them, love them, put your love for them into living action and become a channel of peace right in the world where God has planted you, right where you are.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to travel across the world to foreign lands to find God. He's with you. He's within you. Just keep the lamp of love burning in your heart, and you'll always see God, and you'll always be a channel of His love wherever He has placed you in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I think those are powerful. It really, she would empower us wherever we are in the world to make a difference and to reach out to those who are less fortunate and to really have eyes to see that even in our own workplace, even in our own church communities, even in our own homes, within the four walls of our own homes, we can find those who are in need of love, are in need of compassion and caring. And that was a powerful lesson to us all, to the whole world.
Sure, absolutely.
Look within and look within your own family, because love begins at home, she would say.
Mm. For those of us who've never had the opportunity to meet Mother Teresa, could you share just one brief story about her that would help us to get to know her a little bit better?
Sure. I was blessed with the opportunity not only to be with Mother Teresa in Calcutta, India, for two different journeys. I made two trips to Calcutta. But I also was able to visit Mother Teresa here in our own country, serving our own poorest of the poor down in New York City. I spent some time in the South Bronx as well as in Harlem down in New York at Mother Teresa's request, the first one. Mother Teresa told me to stay for 2 weeks in the South Bronx and live in the convent, and I didn't have the heart to say no to Mother Teresa. No one could say no to Mother Teresa, so I did. But during that little visit, there were just, you know, just some of the encounters I'll share that were just, to me, so beautiful and so typical of Mother Teresa. During one of those little visits that I had one-on-one with Mother at the convent in the South Bronx, when I was in her presence, I wanted to give my all. I wanted to do whatever I could to help her in doing God's work and loving. And I reached into my pocket, and literally all I had with me was $7. But I wanted to give my all to help her. So I pull out my $7, and I give it to Mother Teresa, and I say, you know, Mother, I want to donate this to help in this work for the poorest of the poor. And I apologize that it was such a small amount. You know, it was so tiny, $7. And Mother Teresa, being the loving, she was so loving and gentle with all of us. She held up my $7 and she looked into my eyes and she said, do you know how many families this will feed? she made me feel so happy, you know, just like a mother, you know, instead of making me feel embarrassed that it was so small, she comforted me, and I knew that in the hands of a living saint, that little $7 would go so far and wide to help the poorest of the poor, and that the little $7 of mine would truly feed many families in the hands of Mother Teresa and her missionaries of charity.
What a wonderful story. How can our listeners get a copy of your book, Susan?
Sure. The book is Mother Teresa's Lessons of Love and Secrets of Sanctity, and I have a telephone number of the publisher, Our Sunday Visitor, as well as their website. That 1-800 number for Our Sunday Visitor is 1-800-348-2440. And the website for Our Sunday Visitor is www.osv.com. Or I would encourage any listener, if they're interested in purchasing a copy of Mother Teresa's Lessons of Love and Secrets of Sanctity, just to walk into any bookstore, any Catholic gift shop or any bookstore in their local area, and just request, if the store does not have it on their shelves already, they should be able to order it and get it right there in your local community, your local store.
Very good. Thanks so much, Susan Conroy, author of Mother Teresa's Lessons of Love and Secrets of Sanctity, for being my guest this morning on Catholic Forum. And we wish you all kinds of blessings in the future. And what's next? You're writing another book?
That's so funny. Everybody's been asking me, are you going to be writing another book? I'm pondering that, actually. But right now I'm a little bit on a whirlwind tour of book signings and interviews and EWTN. And
oh, wonderful. Great. Well, thanks so much for your time, and good luck with the book, and God bless.
Thank you. God bless you, Bob.